During the Advent season, many families and churches will set up nativity scenes. The figures remind us of the birth of Jesus. But here, the nativity scene is always set up, for it is by far too large to ever be taken down. Its unique story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Growing corn and soybeans is about more than just your yield. More than a job well done, it's a realization that this is what you were meant to do. We're with you. It's what Micogen Seeds is all about. A shared passion for the life of your land, for the life that you love. It's more than just another day. It's your moment. And with Micogen Seeds, this is just the beginning. Visit acresofpossibility.com to learn more.
Our next adventure for American Countryside listeners is all set. We're heading to Alaska, August 31st through September 8th. We'll cruise the glacial waters of Kenai Fords and stay at a world-class lodge at Denali National Park. The journey includes a trip on the Alaskan Railroad, a muskox farm, and the Alaska State Fair, where we'll see the largest vegetables on the planet. I hope you'll join us. So get your free brochure by calling Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266. That's 826-2266. Or find the ad at American Countryside. Edward Keib was one of 8 million German soldiers taken prisoner during World War II. After capture, he was sent to Algona, Iowa.
He arrived here in the fall of 44, and for Christmas of 44, he chose to build a nativity scene, which was about 12 foot wide.
He made the figures out of soil and placed it in the camp mess hall, along with a Christmas tree. U.S. Camp Commander Arthur Lebdell was impressed with Keib's work, and ask him if he would consider making a larger nativity scene next Christmas.
Edward and five of his friends went to work then. We don't know exactly when, but went to work and constructed this scene of 65 half-life-size figures.
The figures are covered with plaster, then painted for the coloring effect. Perhaps Keib and his fellow prisoners went beyond the scope even Commander Lebdell had imagined.
A building then was made available to the six prisoners to build it and to construct it in. And then it was displayed at a church service on Christmas Eve in 1945.
The sheer size and beauty of what they built still amazes.
I get phone calls from people and ask, is the nativity scene set up? And my response, well, the camels weigh 500 pounds, the human figures weigh 100 pounds, the sheep weigh 40 pounds, and it is always set up.
The Christmas service of 1945 is still well remembered here, and it's next time as we travel the countryside in Algona, Iowa. I'm Andrew McRae.